If I had known, I would have submitted my resume. It's not that I'm looking to leave Congregation Beth Adam. I've been the rabbi here for over 30 years, and I've always imagined that I'd be giving my final sermon here at Beth Adam. But this was an opportunity that I wouldn't have passed up. I would have loved to toss my hat into the ring, at least have a chance to be considered for what has to be one of the most interesting and dynamic positions for a rabbi or for any member of the clergy to hold. The position? The chaplain of the U.S. House of Representatives. I only learned that the position had been open when I read that House Speaker John Boehner, in consultation with House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi, had nominated Father Patrick Conroy to serve as the 60th chaplain. Now, I don't know Speaker of the House Boehner, and he doesn't know me, but we're both from Ohio. Doesn't that count for anything? And I drive through his district regularly. While he and I have different political positions, couldn't he have at least given me a chance to apply? I know, I would have been a long shot, but it certainly would have been a great gig. Of course, if I had applied for the position, I would have had to ignore my own strong belief in separation of church and state. In truth, I don't believe that taxpayer dollars should be used to fund a chaplain for the House and another chaplain for the U.S. Senate. These positions, along with their staffs and support that they require, cost about $500,000 in one estimate that I read. Perhaps this is an area of government spending that could be cut in order to balance the budget. And given that Washington, D.C. has many churches, synagogues, mosques, it seems like those in government could find a place in D.C. to give expression to their religious identity rather than having a chaplain on staff paid for by tax dollars and always bumping into that wall of separation. But let's pretend for a moment that the wall of separation wasn't an issue for me. And I did, and I got the job. Oh, I have all kinds of conversations that I would have loved to have with our elected leaders. One of my first conversations would be about the fact that the second largest religious group in America are folks who describe themselves as having no religion. Given this reality, I talk about how, from a religious perspective, it is important that these folks have as much a voice in the religious life of government as anyone else. I would do this to remind our elected leaders that our nation respects and values all people, irrespective of religion. And I would do this to remind them that religion does not hold a monopoly on morality or on ethics, that morality and ethics need not be grounded in traditional religious language. I'd want to make sure that leaders of groups that affirm no religious perspective have an opportunity to give the opening prayer in Congress. Why should that honor be restricted to only those who claim religious authority? There are well-known individuals who've written compelling arguments about beliefs not grounded in traditional religious models who would be wonderful at giving opening remarks that would challenge elected officials to think about morals and ethics and responsibility. I would also speak to our elected leaders about the growing number of individuals in America who are trying to rewrite history and trying to twist the words of our founding fathers in an effort to say ours is a nation founded on a particular religious set of beliefs. I would, in every way I could, remind them that ours is a secular nation, not grounded on religion, and that the founders avoided including religion or religious language in our core documents. I would teach our religious leaders that quoting the Bible to support current political positions is irresponsible and frequently disingenuous. And I would remind them that if they value the Bible at all, the message that is most frequently repeated is that the poor and the weak need to be protected and helped by those with power and with money. As chaplain, every day I would remind our elected leaders that their job is to help the most vulnerable among us. In that way, the true spirit of our nation can be realized. A vision of our nation articulated by the poet Emma Lazarus and associated with one of the great symbols of our nation, the Statue of Liberty. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Well, maybe next time Congress is looking for a chaplain, they'll give me a call. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr, currently of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.